Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This occurred about 5:20 this morning. A prior fuel tank truck hit a fence, and there was a fuel spill. After that, immediately after, we'd like to say probably within the first 5 minutes, our emergency crews were at the scene, making sure it was contained. The containment took about an hour and a half. Right now, the accident is under investigation. We want to make sure that everyone is aware that no injuries occurred, and we are investigating. I'm joined now by a number of people who helped us with this incident, keeping it under control. Homeland Security is here. Buffalo Fire is here. Also, two people from NFTA that were very important, Captain Chris Chido from the Aviation Division of the Transit Police, and also Chief Bill Major with the Fire Department. They will have more detailed information on the incident if you have any questions. Any questions?
Can you say why they lost control?
That is still under investigation.
Yeah, still under investigation this time.
We did have some, you know, we had winter weather conditions out there, so that could have led to the incident. We're not sure though at this point. We want to confirm that it's still under investigation.
Yeah, Captain, did you want to add? There's no reason to believe anything else.
Here, come over here, Captain.
At this point, there's no reason to believe there's anything else involved except weather, but it is under investigation at this moment.
Do you think it was the wind that wind was pretty wicked out there?
I mean, it's a possibility, and it's considered as a factor.
Do you have witnesses and video?
Not at this time. We do have video, but it's being reviewed at this time.
Can you talk about the leak itself? How
sure.
much might have gone into the system? How much was recovered? That sort of thing?
Sure. The initial response from the fire department was to make sure the driver was okay, there was no injuries. We then started diking around the storm sewer drain to prevent the runoff from the fuel leaking. The truck itself had 4,800 gallons of fuel, which is normal for that truck. We were able to transfer through prior aviation 2,800 gallons or so of Jet A into their other truck. At the same time, we had Buffalo Fire Hazmat out working on sealing the leak or attempting to seal the leak the best they could. We have about 2,000 gallons of fuel that got on the ground that was contained in our storm drain system at this time. We did put down some sand and diking to protect the system. That takes time for that to happen. It's a labor-intensive event. We also had, besides Buffalo Fire here, we had Ucrest Fire come in as well to assist us in Highview Fire.
Did that fuel
not to be confirmed at this point yet. We're still working through our storm system, and I have health and safety here. He could probably address that for you.
Other than the risk of the fire, what's the problem when jet fuel leaks? Talk a little bit about the risk.
The risk is going to be the fire, which we had our crash trucks out there to prevent that. For it to go today would have needed a spark. The temperatures aren't conducive with it to let itself go off. So the risk is minimal from our standpoint. Once we got our trucks on scene, it's an environmental issue, which Brian can address.
You said where the truck was starting from and where it was going to?
The truck typically is coming from the remote fuel farming, heading to it's a normal daily operation. They pick up their fuel at the remote fuel farm, and then they head to the terminal to fuel the aircraft.
It's
private aviation's truck. Private aviation handles the fueling for the aircraft here on property. So it's their part of their operation.
Is there any flight inspected by
that? Not to my knowledge. As we were working, the airport remained open. Aircraft remained to depart on runway 5 and 23.
So well, it's fuel meant for the plane that
flies? It's fuel for all the aircraft here on the airport property. Pryor does the fueling for us here. So that truck was obviously out of service, but Pryor was able to continue its operations of fueling, and aircraft were coming and departing, arriving and departing from the airport.
So they're contracted to provide that service?
That's part of their operation here, yes.
Can we talk about the fuel that filled and got into the sewer system? Is your system, can you lock it down to contain it, to clean it, or is that going to Buffalo Sewer?
My name, Brian.
Part of that's still under investigation in terms of where exactly how much was contained by the fire department with the diking, and we're looking into if any got into our stormwater system itself.
Are there any preventative measures in that system itself, or is it pretty much relying on diking?
We have an oil-water separator on the property for we do have spills. We're just mapping out the line to confirm where exactly the fuel went, if it got into the oil-water separator, if it got into the storm system.
And approximately, what are the distance from the runway aircraft or in the area? Close to people?
It was not close to people at all, and runway 32 was shut down or wasn't being used. So there was no risk to the airport terminal folks or the aircraft coming in and out. There was no risk, or limited risk with the firefighters that were there. It was all controlled risk that we're used to every day.
Well, relatively half the truck filled up.
A little less than half.
A
little less than half got on the ground, correct? About 2,000 gallons.
What remains to be done other than, say, investigation?
The investigation is that part. Right now, the fire crews are standing by as the truck is being removed from the fence. And then the remediation, that truck will come back, be removed from there and taken to be looked at. The remainder of the fuel will be pumped off of that truck. There's only 100 gallons left or so, but we're going to make that safe. And then the security fence will need to be put back up, and the ground will be remediated per the regulations.
Did a pipe from the chain link pierce?
Still under investigation. No tank got pierced. I can tell you that. No tank got pierced. There was a pipe that was cracked. We're investigating how that occurred, but the tank itself did not get pierced.
Is that outlying road really icing, or is it a
snow covered? Snow covered conditions, windy. At this point, it was snow covered, and it was windy at the time. The road was, there was some ice covered on the road.
To what degree do you know or think that might have been part of the accident?
Right now, I really can't say because it's under investigation, but I'm sure that the weather will be considered as a factor.
That stormwater separator, if that system that you have in place there, if the 2,000 gallons did get into the system, is that system capable of handling what it's supposed to do?
That system's designed to transfer the water to our storm system on our side. It's quite extensive throughout the property, and there are numerous oil-water separators. In terms of the volume that got into our stormwater system, that's still under investigation. Most of the fuel that was spilled would have been collected through our diking and our remediation on our side with the sand to clean that up.
Chief,
what
can you explain when you were talking to Mr. Griesing about what happens next? Like what we're doing?
So what will happen next, like I said, the truck will be removed from there, and then the soil will be removed that was contaminated with the Jet A fuel. We diked it off. The fuel itself that's in the sand is going to be brought back over and cleaned vacuumed up and cleaned over by our storm, our oil-water separators here on property that we use for that as well. So it'll be cleaned up, remediated, and then the contaminated sand will be shipped off per the DEC regulations. DEC was on location early on in this event, as well as the state DOT, and they've been working with us as well and have been apprised. We also had the emergency manager from Cheektowaga on scene. When we believe that we may have gotten some into the system, we made the notifications at Cheektowaga Sewer, Buffalo Sewer, and Erie County Water to let them know as well, Erie County Sewer to let them know as well to keep an eye open for it. So we did our protective measures.
So there's no demonstrable risk to the community?
There is not.
Talk about the extent of personnel. How many folks do that out there at Buffalo Fire and other things there as well?
I would estimate 50.
In Buffalo Fire?
Yeah. 50 from Buffalo. Ucrest Fire responded with 15, and Highview is still standing by in our station at this point with eight gentlemen. That last night we had a crew of an assistant chief and six firefighters initially. That's our standard staffing here. We called in four firefighters to come on in. We also had at the time shift change at 7, so those firefighters were also asked to come in early. We brought in an assistant chief, and I responded from home.
Is that the normal crew that comes, because you guys know for this kind of situation?
Correct.
Is that the normal crew that will come for the scene like this?
Yes, this is part of our response plan if we have a hazmat incident, and a chemical spill or a fuel spill is considered that, and Buffalo Fire is our response for that, along with the neighboring fire companies, and we bring them in as FEB. Highview is here to help in case we get any emergencies in the terminal. Besides doing the chemical or the fuel spill op stuff, we're here for the aircraft. We're also here for, you know, emergency medical calls. And none of our operations were affected for that. We were able to maintain our index for the airport, for the aircrafts coming in and coming out with the help of our mutual aid and the extra firefighters that we brought in.
Were you able to divert
Wasn't even an issue. Wasn't even part of the runway that we were using. They're using the main runway right now, 2-3, and 3-2 is the crosswind runway, which was out of service. They're focusing on, the airfield was focusing on runway 5-2-3.
When was the last time you had something like this happen, or this sort of thing happen?
It's been quite a few years, but we've had to bring this amount of fuel. And we brought Buffalo Fire out.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.